Nedbank het vandag finansiële resultate aangekondig. Dit was vir die eerste 6 maande van die jaar. Die groep se omset het met 6,3% gegroei, terwyl die wesensverdienste per aandeel met 2,6% tot 6,9 miljard rand verbeter het. Op die lyn is Mike Brown, hy is Nedbank se uitvoerende hoof. Mike, welcome to the show. These results reflect the poor economic conditions we saw in the first half of the year.
Yeah, that's right. You know, I think it's certainly not a surprise to anybody that the economy is in a really tough place right now. And essentially underneath all of these, we saw low single-digit growth in our South African businesses, a little bit of faster growth outside of South Africa. And when you put all of that together, you get around 3% earnings growth.
In your the press statement, you repeated your call, which you made earlier this year as well, for the urgent implementation of structural reforms in South Africa, because it seems like there is so much uncertainty and distrust and lack of confidence by various stakeholders that, you know, if those are removed, we will see accelerated growth.
I think that's exactly right. We're currently at a critical juncture in the South African economy. And, you know, to get us out of the difficulty we are in right now, we absolutely require coherent economic policy. We need to make the difficult decisions, not postpone them. And we need to take urgent action. Our country is simply fast running out of both time and money.
Indeed. Obviously, we've got one rating agency in Moody's who still has South Africa on an investment grade rating. Obviously, that is in danger. And if something doesn't change in the near future, that will also be cut to a so-called junk status. What will the impact be on the bank specifically if that happens?
You're exactly right. That's why we talk about the need for urgent structural reform, is to try and avert our country losing that last investment grade rating that we've worked so hard to retain. And certainly if we did lose it, I think the most important impact is to every single South African. We will have higher inflation, we'll have higher interest rates, and we'll have lower economic growth and lower levels of employment than would otherwise have been the case. Certainly from the bank's point of view, we have very strong capital and liquidity positions, so we're resilient to be able to withstand something like this, but it certainly makes growth extremely difficult.
But this is not a new call. We've heard these calls for structural reforms for several years now, and especially after President Cyril Ramaphosa was elected. Why don't you think we are seeing these changes being implemented? Because it seems pretty obvious.
Well, I think certainly in the run-up to the national elections in May, there was an expectation that it would be very difficult to implement material structural reform. But certainly post the elections in May, the message we're giving is that we've been too slow on a number of key issues. And certainly front of mind is Eskom, which is certainly the elephant in the room in terms of the South African economy. And while we had very little option but to bail out Eskom with taxpayer money, what we don't have yet is the plan for the reform of Eskom, or effectively the conditionality that went alongside that bailout in terms of what is the structure of Eskom likely to be, what is the leadership of Eskom likely to be, what is the operational capacity of Eskom currently, and what is the long-term financial plan for Eskom.
The engagement with government, obviously this is an area of concern for every single private sector business. How has the engagement with government been, and do you think there's an appreciation of how urgent these reforms are needed?
So certainly in all of our engagements, either as the Banking Association or through Business Leadership South Africa, we are stressing the urgency of these reforms. We've quite simply run out of time, and government, I do think, understands that, but does need to deliver in terms of, in particular, the Eskom plan in the short term.
Let's talk about Nedbank. Obviously, this is one of the critical sectors in South Africa, the banking sector. You are implementing a new IT program called Managed Evolution, and you seem to be very excited about it. Tell us about the system and how it will change the way customers will engage with Nedbank.
Yeah, so this certainly isn't something that's new for us. We've been working for a long time in rebuilding our entire tech stack at Nedbank to create a bank that's capable of leading in digital financial services. But what's really exciting for Nedbank clients right now is that that hard work is starting to translate into a significantly better client experience. So What we launched in June of this year was a new way of onboarding or signing up customers through our retail branch network using a brand new platform that we call Eclipse. And in short, it's taken the time to sign up a customer for a transactional account from around about 45 to 50 minutes to under 20 minutes, and our really good bankers can do it in under 10. So a significantly improved client experience.
And obviously several banks are looking at their internal efficiency. Several banks have announced significant staff cuts, significant reduction in the number of branches they have. Are you looking at any rationalization?
So we continue to look at how to run our bank and business in the most efficient way possible. We have over time slightly reduced our overall number of points of presence, but we've been much more focused on optimizing the size of our current branch infrastructure, so reducing the actual size of our existing branches as they become more digital. And certainly there are a number of initiatives underway, the most public of which at the moment is we are shifting some activities that take place at the bottom end of our business banking environment into an area that we call retail relationship banking. And that's where, unfortunately, the press has incorrectly reported that we are retrenching 1,500 staff. There are 1,500 staff whose jobs are impacted by this shift. We believe that 1,400 of them will be placed, and there are currently 100 in a redeployment pool that we are trying to place internally or reskill.
Your customers, obviously, you can see significant details of your customers' financial positions. Are you seeing customers trying to cut back? Do you see fewer home loans? Do you see fewer applications for vehicle finance? Are you seeing any behavioral changes from your customers?
We are definitely seeing customers under pressure. That shouldn't be a surprise in this environment. So we see a cyclical deterioration of, you know, customer financing on the retail side of our business. And, you know, many large corporates and businesses are choosing to wait before making material investments, given the lack of progress that we've seen on structural reform.
Dit was Mike Brown, hy is Nedbank se uitvoerende hoof.